Okay. Our topic tonight on our training call is the power lesson. This is all about improving your presentation skills and turning an average ho-hum lesson into a real dynamic, I call it the power lesson. You know, some people look at lessons like teaching, acting, speaking, or, you know, sometimes even something that they feel they might not be able to do. Anyone can learn to present a powerful lesson. And what some people don't understand is how with practice, exposure, desire, a strong intent, need, studying, determination, all this contributes to making people more skillful than they ever imagined. You know, there are public speakers and famous stars who panic, just panic with fear prior to their performances. They're frightened of not being good enough. So simply what they do is they try harder. To be successful in our business, and of course our business is officially a direct sales party plan business, it's a matter of realizing that the things you could never do become things that you can do really well simply because you try to continue to improve. And that's what I really want, the message I really want to get across tonight is that don't just settle for the fact that you're doing an okay lesson. When I love doing lessons, I was passionate about doing lessons. And, you know, I always worked on perfecting my lesson, and I finally got to the point where I could do my lesson in my sleep. I could do it from the back and forward, from the forward and backwards. I mean, it just became such a part of me, but something that I did over and over again. And I have to tell you, I did practice. I found that the more knowledgeable that I was about my products, and the more excited, the more enthusiastic I was about my opportunity, all this increased my guests' confidence in me, and it helped raise my own enthusiasm. So be knowledgeable about your products and opportunity. You know, don't be a know-it-all. Don't feel like you have to know it all, because I'll tell you, you don't have to know it all. You need to be enthusiastic, but don't be giddy. Be cheerful, but be persistent. And don't talk about yourself. Sometimes I feel that when I go out in the field on occasion, I watch someone do a lesson, they get too involved with themselves. People that don't know you, they're not going to care about all that stuff about you. That sounds a little cold, but it's true. Strangers don't care. So don't talk about yourself. Talk about the benefits of your products and opportunity to your guests. Sell what's in it for them to buy or to join your team. Because remember, you are there to sell. They've come to buy your products and your opportunity. If you don't sell the opportunity at your lessons, you are missing the entire concept of direct selling. Now, a successful power lesson begins long before you even leave your house. It all starts with a mindset. It all starts as you're preparing for your lesson, as you're counting out your brochures, as you're making sure that you have your mirrors and that the mirrors are cleaned. It all begins with the thinking process. It all starts with expecting success at your lessons. The first thing you want to do before you leave your home is have an image check. How you look is important. It really is. It's very difficult to go back and create a second positive image. People pretty much have you pegged in the first 3 minutes that they meet you. So how you look is very important. No jeans. Dressing too casually for your lessons means that you're casual. And usually if you're too casual, that helps to bring about casualties. So I always made sure that I looked professional. And I'm not saying a business suit, but jeans and khakis and, you know, tops that are too tight fitting or too low cut, they're just not appropriate for business. So check your image. Attitude check. Check your attitude. How you feel about yourself is very important. Leave your problems at home. Learn how to pump yourself up, whether it be through music. The one thing that I used to always do as I was driving to my lessons is I would make positive affirmations. And I'd say things such as, I'm a successful businesswoman and people want what I have to offer. Everywhere I go, I meet people who want all the things that I have. I would say things, I will sell a minimum of $400 at each and every lesson. I will get a minimum of 2 bookings at every lesson. I will recruit one person from every lesson. And I'd say things to myself like, every day I'm getting better and better in every way. Sound corny? Let me tell you, affirmations work. It's something that a mentor taught me, and to this day, I do affirmations. They make me feel good about me, and they make me feel good about life. And I find that, you know, it's amazing when you feel good about yourself and you feel good about what you're doing, the people around you capture that aura, because, you know, a positive, energetic, happy person, when you walk into someone's home feeling good about you, your head's up high, your shoulders are back, you've got something to offer, and hey world, here I come, they can feel that. I'm sure you've had people come into your home, they kind of schlep in, and their shoulders are kind of hunched over, and their tone of voice is kind of, yeah, well, you know. And you can just see that it looks like they're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders, and you can feel it. And I know that all of you know what I'm talking about, because we all have people like that that we've met, or maybe someone that's in our life all the time. And you don't want to be that person. You want to work on that attitude of yours. You want to present a positive, outgoing, successful, happy attitude, because I'll tell you, that is what is going to attract people to you. Because most people aren't that way. There's a lot of people out there that just live with daily stinking thinking, and they don't attract anything good in their lives. So I found that the more I worked on my own attitude, the more I did with affirmations, the better I felt about me. And it was a funny thing, because the better I felt about me, the better results I got in every part of my life. In addition to checking your image and your attitude, expectations. You have to set expectations for yourself. On the way to a lesson, as I was driving to my lesson, I always said to myself, okay, I'm going to sell, you know, $400 tonight. What you expect, you always end up getting. So set sales goals for yourself. Set booking and recruiting expectations for yourself. Give yourself numbers. I'm going to do $400 tonight. If you've got 10 people there, I'm going to do $700, $800 in sales tonight. Don't think small, because you do get what you in life what you think about. And if you think, well, I'm just going to try to get a qualified lesson tonight, that's thinking small. Why not think bigger? You're going to walk away by helping more people and have more profits in your pocket. Enthusiasm. Oh, one of the most important things you can possess if you're going to present an incredible, powerful lesson. And we just talked a little bit about that. People will warm up to you faster. They get more excited because you're excited. It's contagious, and you've all heard that before. Enthusiasm is contagious. As people come to the lesson, stand up. Be ready to greet these people. Don't be sitting at the table. Be sure that you're set up long before your guests get there. And when people come in, shake everybody's hand and start asking them questions. Things like, well, have you heard of Labrie before? I'm so glad you could make it. Have you ever been to an in-home skincare lesson before? Start warming up to your guests right away. Now, when you start your lesson, and as you go around the table and you have everyone introduce themselves and they share how they know the hostess, and they all share what would be the one thing that they would change about their skin if they could, you need to begin your lesson. After you go through all that, you need to really begin your lesson with a dynamic opening, something that is really going to grab them, because you have to set the stage. And the first 10 minutes of your lesson presentation is probably one of the most critical, one of the most crucial times of the lesson, because people are eyeing you up, and they're getting a feel for who you are and what you're all about. So it's important to really send a great positive message. And something I would say, and I'll share it with you, is I'd say something like, well, and I'm delighted to be here, and I want to thank Mary, our hostess, for having me. Tonight, I have the pleasure of introducing you to an incredible company and an extraordinary line of skincare products called Labrie Pure and Natural. There are so many products on the market today, and of course, every company will tell you that their products are the best, right? I mean, you've all heard that before, right, ladies? But tonight, You are going to learn what sets LeBri apart from all the rest. Once you understand what makes LeBri so different, and once you experience the results that only LeBri products can deliver, you are never going to trust your skin to anything else again. LeBri products are like nothing you've ever used before. So let's get started because I can't wait for you to experience them. See, that's how my opening would be. Because I'm saying something really powerful there. I'm saying that our products are exceptional and that once they try them, they're never going to want to put anything else on their skin. That beats saying something like, well, hello, ladies. My name is Mary, and I'm really delighted to be here tonight. And I know you're going to really enjoy yourselves, and I want to thank our hostess for having me. I know you're all going to learn a lot. You see, you don't want your opening to be choppy. And this is really important. You need to write out an opening for yourself and present it. Because I'll tell you, when you write out an opening, when you script it out for yourself and you practice it, you are going to feel so good when you deliver that opening at your lesson. You're going to feel like a star because it flows and you're able to pay attention to the people. You're not worried about, well, geez, what do I say now? You know, you don't want to go there at a lesson. You want your lessons to flow. And again, this requires practice. It means that you're going to take a little time out of your schedule. You know, maybe it's a TV show you're going to miss one or two nights in a row. But it's worth it because you're going to find that you're going to have much higher profits and much more success at your lesson. So practice is key. Repetition is key because that, of course, is always the mother of skill. The more you can repeat what you do, the better you get at it. One of the best presentations is when a consultant says five statements and then asks a question or makes a point. You don't want to just go rambling on and on, sentence after sentence. You need to learn how to interject questions or make statements. For example, throughout the lesson, when you are demonstrating the cleanser, the moisturizer, ask questions such as, now, ladies, how does that feel? Get them all to kind of go, yeah, oh, doesn't it feel light? And you're nodding your head, and then get them all in unison. Notice it feels as light as a feather, or say things like, notice the soft, fresh scent. Look at how quickly it penetrates into the skin. When you're working with the cleanser, see how easily it rinses off. Or when you're showing a product that you love personally, say something like, well, this is one of my favorites. I couldn't live without my eye repair gel. That's making a statement. You don't just want to get up in front of people and just ramble. You know, our cleanser is water soluble, works with water to flush out the impurities from the pores, does not contain harsh detergents, will not strip your skin. That sounds boring. You want to sell the benefits, but you want to have some fun with it by saying, notice how it totally melts away your makeup. Look at how it's just coming right off. It melts like butter. See, those are the things that, those are words that people, I call those romancing words. And I always like to romance my product because I think that's important too. I say things that this allows your skin to breathe, works wonders on puffy, tired looking eyes. Because the person there with puffy, tired looking eyes is going to say, oh, I'm going to have this. See, so you want to ask questions, not just go on and on about just the benefits. I mean, the benefits are important, but ask questions or make some statements. Romancing your products, hold them, pat them. I always, when I would show a product, I would hold it in my hand and I would just, you know, I'd touch it. Sometimes I would even pat it a little bit. And I know that sounds a little strange, but it works. Say things like with your moisturizer. This is the ultimate wrinkle fighter. Now, these are words that I use to romance my product. The scrub removes tired, old, dead skin cells, leaves the skin looking smooth and creamy. Well, who doesn't want smooth and creamy looking skin? Time erase. You might want to say something like, here's a product that will help turn back time on your skin. Or the intense moisturizer, you could say something like glides on easily and feels like velvet. The facial mask, this is our liquid gold in a bottle. There's nothing else like it anywhere. Makeup base, our liquid makeup creates a beautiful, flawless, illusion. And these are things that I learned and I started to adapt in my lesson. It made my lesson so much more powerful. And it was nothing for me to, I always had very high lesson sales because people just naturally wanted what I was talking about. But it was more than just, well, this is our liquid makeup, and it has aloe as the first ingredient, and it'll keep your skin, it allows your skin to breathe, and it'll give it a nice, a smooth look. You know, that's okay, but it's not like saying, you know, this is our Labrie liquid makeup base. And what's so special about it is that it also is formulated with aloe as the first ingredient. It's one of the very few on the market that uses aloe. So literally, ladies, this is going to pamper your skin with nutrients all day long as it creates a beautiful, flawless illusion. See, are you hearing the difference? There's a big difference there. So throughout the lesson, as you're talking about your products, think about words that you could use. And some of the times when you're looking through beauty magazines and you're looking at other companies' advertisements, sometimes you can borrow a word or two that they're using. You can get some great ideas by seeing how other companies romance. How does Maybelline romance their product? How does Lancome romance their products? It's just taking these ideas and incorporating them into your business. Now, throughout the lesson, you also need to be thinking about who you're going to identify as your recruiting prospect. Remember that at your lessons, it's not just about selling the product. The idea is to recruit people. In direct selling, you're primarily looking for a minimum of 5 people like you, 5 people who want to build a business and be successful and make money. You know, you're looking for people who want more in their life, more time, more money, more fun. In Party Plan, you have the great advantage of knowing that the people that you are looking for, they're at your lesson. They're right smack dab in front of you. The only foolproof way, though, of reaching them is by persisting and showing your business to people. You have to be willing and persistent in finding the people, talking to them. For example, if you saw someone drop a diamond worth $1 million into a huge truck loaded with sand, how long would you spend looking for it? You saw it. For sure. You saw this big rock diamond fall in there. Would you spend a day looking for it? Would you spend a week? Would you spend a month? You know, you would probably spend as long as it takes to find it because you know it's there. It's totally impossible not to get where you want to go if you will only keep going, if you keep looking, if you keep asking. There is a new recruit or even two at every lesson you do. They are there. They're waiting for someone like you to come along and give them an opportunity to change their life, to show them how to get what they want. I'm sure that you're not, you're not conceited enough to think that you're the only person around with such desires. There's a reason you joined Labrie, and there are hundreds of people out there that have the same reasons. The difficult part is that the people who want to buy from you and the people who want to join your team, they're very cleverly disguised as normal people. They look exactly like everyone else with no outward indication that they are the ones that you want. You have to talk to them. You have to find out. You have to go through the same procedure with every person. Invite them to be a hostess. Invite them to hear more about the Labrie opportunity. Invite them to become a consultant. It's all about explaining and, of course, following up with them. So it's important to realize it's not just about selling. A powerful lesson is a combination of, yes, selling product, but it's also a big part of it is working on finding other people to join your team. If you're missing that aspect of your business, you're missing out on the biggest part of what direct selling really is all about. Learn how to present a dynamic eye story. Now, this eye story is, again, a big, important part of an overall successful lesson. Right now, if someone asked you to do your eye story, would you be prepared? Would you be ready to go? If not, then now it is time for you to seriously prepare your eye story and practice it. We have great examples of powerful I stories in the manual. We have them also now in our new Great Start workbook. And I'm going to encourage you to seriously make your I story dynamic, practice it. The I story should stay the same at every single lesson you do. There is no need for you to change it because your I story is your I story. And you have to remember, well, why is this such a big deal? You know, why is everybody talking about the I story being such a big deal? Well, because, again, you're sending a message. You're sending a message to them about how you got introduced to Labrie. And, of course, your I story is always delivered after you've completed the skin care portion of your lesson. Because by then they've warmed up to you. You've established somewhat of a rapport with them by that point in your lesson. So now it's time to really let them know what Labrie is all about, why you got involved, and that there's something special here for them too. Because they're going to want to know a little bit more, well, you know, how did you get introduced to Labrie? It might have been through a sample. They can relate to you that way. Give your own product testimonial. Then share with them why you became a consultant. And the most important part of the I story is when you share the benefits of them, of the opportunity to them about becoming a consultant. It's your invitation to them about learning more about the Labrie opportunity. So, again, there's good examples of I stories in the workbook and the manual. Make sure that your I story is a powerful one because it's the part of the lesson where you can really grab people. Another point in your lesson that's important is the name game. Now, this is something that we do, that we play, because a big part of being successful in your business is by getting referrals. And every single person who meets you, who purchases product from you, they know people. They may know two people. They may know hundreds of people. It's in your best interest to be sure that you are always on top of it and are always asking for referrals. The name game is just one way of how you can get referrals from people that are at the initial lesson. And the one thing you want to do is be excited. The name game is played, a little bit after you tell your I story. And you want to just say to these people that, you know, we're going to play a game right now, and it's called the name game. What I want you ladies to do is on the back of your profile sheet is I'd like you to write down the names, the first and last name of people you know that you feel would enjoy learning about Labrie the way that you have this evening. You know, think of your friends and family members. Think of someone perhaps in your life that has been going through a rough time or have just been so busy, always helping other people, maybe someone that could use some pampering in her life. Or perhaps you know someone that could really benefit from a new look. Or perhaps you know someone that has some skin challenges. Now, these are the people that I want you to write down on your list. And again, just the first and last names, no phone numbers, please. And at the end of our lesson, the person with the most names on her list will receive a special gift from me. Okay, ladies, so, you know, start writing. Well, some people are going to sit there and not do anything. That's okay. Some people will start writing immediately, and that's what you want. And some people may not start writing till almost the end of the lesson. What you have to remember to do is as you're starting to get to the end of your lesson, you need to remind everybody, okay, ladies, now we're almost done with our lesson. So if you have any other people that you can think about for our name game, be sure you put them on your list because we'll be counting the names shortly. So you want to remind them that this is coming to an end. And the gift is something simple. It could be a lips clip. It could be a small 2-ounce hand and body lotion, something that's simple, cute, inexpensive. Now, after the name game, and again, I'm just highlighting the different areas of your lesson that you need to practice because these are the parts of the lesson that I feel are critical parts of the lesson that will give you results if presented in the correct way. Another part of the lesson that's important, obviously, is closing the sale. And before you even get into closing the sale, you want to make sure that you ask the three closing questions. And one of the questions, of course, is, ladies, did you enjoy your lesson today? And if they're nodding and saying, yes, yes, I did, then you need to say, well, you know, that really makes me feel good, because that's one thing that I love about what I do. I really enjoy being with other women, and I just really enjoy spending time, and any time that I do a lesson, I always hope that everybody else is having as much fun as I am. The second question that you should ask is, do you feel like you've learned something this evening? And if they nod their head, oh, yes, they did, now you need to pay attention to that, because if they've learned something this evening, chances are that they have friends that would like to learn also, okay? Because if it benefited them, if they've learned something, you know, education is a big key to future bookings. They will probably have friends and family members that they would like to share the information that they've learned from you with as well. The third question is, does everyone understand how LeBri products will benefit their skin? And this is an important question. Does everyone understand how LeBri products will benefit their skin? Because when the heads start nodding, yes, now you pretty much know that they're sold. They understand the benefits that they're going to receive when they purchase their LeBri products. So now you have to pay attention when you ask those closing questions. Then before you even move into the portion of your lesson where you review the sets and the prices, you need to reassure before you ask for the sale. And what I mean by that is that you need to say to them, you know, ladies, I just want all of you to understand that I take my business very seriously. And as your personal LeBri consultant, I just want you to know that I will be working with you very closely, especially in the first 30 days, to make sure that your skin is responding to treatment. I will be in contact with you. There's certain questions that I'm going to have for you, because I'm going to make sure, I know in your case, Diane, we want to start really working on combating that oiliness that you've been experiencing. And so you kind of like personalize that. Like if you have a lady there that has really dry skin, you want to say, well, you know, Cheryl, I know that one of the big issues that you have with your skin that you're concerned about is that it's been so dry. And with winter coming, I know that's something that you're concerned with, and that's something that I want to help you with. Reassure them that you are going to be there for them long after the sale was made. You want to make sure they understand that not only are they going to be purchasing LeBri, but in addition to getting these fabulous products, they're also going to get a LeBri beauty consultant who cares about them. Because remember, if they feel that this is risk-free for them, you're going to be there to answer questions, you're going to be there to make sure that the products are working for them, they will usually end up buying more products. That's what I found anyway. When I started to reassure people before I went into the sets and how much everything costs, my sales were always higher. So that's a big, important part of a lesson. Now, after you have reassured them, then make sure, you know, you tell them you're going to follow up with them, that this is part of your service, that you care about them, and that you take your business very seriously. You need to say those things again before you ask for the order. Then, after you have done that, then you need to focus on the sets. And my goal was always to get everybody on the biggest set that was available. The reason being is that the biggest set generally had the greatest value. And also I realized that the more products that I could get my customers on, the higher my repeat business would be down the road. So I always focused on the biggest kit. Now, in our situation, that would be the Pretty Woman collection. And I would start with that, and I'd say to them, ladies, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to review with you the products that we used on you this evening, as well as the prices. And LeBri has put together for you some beautiful and very, very high-valued skincare collections. They offer a tremendous value to our first-time customer. Our most popular collection is called the Pretty Woman. And it's important to have a Pretty Woman on display, obviously, and the pretty woman really should have products that haven't been used. You don't want a half a bottle of cleanser sitting in your pretty woman display. It doesn't look right. It's not professional. So have one set that's been untouched that you can reserve just for showing them, you know, what a complete set would look like. And then I would continue with saying that the Pretty Woman collection gives you everything that you need for a complete, total look. You will receive all of our skincare products, which was the cleanser, freshener, moisturizer, the incredible smooth and firm eye repair gel. Remember, that's what's going to help with lines and puffiness, and that's something, of course, that every woman needs because the eye area is one of the areas that will show signs of aging the soonest. We also have our exfoliating facial scrub. Then we have our concealer to help conceal shadows and circles around the eye. Then we have our liquid foundation along with our loose powder, a blush in your choice of color. And then we also have our custom eyes shadow compact, which includes four refillable eyeshadows of your choice. And I can help you ladies put colors together. I know that we didn't do eyeshadows on everyone tonight, but that's okay because if you like the value of this set, I can help you select colors that are right for you. And when you have your lesson, then, of course, I will show you how to work with those colors. We also have mascara, lip liner pencil, and lipstick. Now, these items sold separately, if you were to purchase this as individual pieces, the retail value of this collection would be $189.75. But when you purchase it as a set, it's only $153. That's a big savings of $36.75. That's like getting your eyeshadows and your mascara for free. And then you pull those two pieces out of the collection and you hold it up. And then say something like, now, ladies, think about this. Where can you go and purchase all these items for only $153? I challenge anyone to do it. You won't be able to. And I know this because I've tried it myself. I mean, the value of this is incredible. I had someone recently was given samples of another company's products, and it was six products, and she said it was like $226 for six skincare products. So as a consultant, you have to really feel good about our prices. If you're not aware of what the costs are of products today on the market, you need to go out and get yourself educated, because when you're talking about our prices, you need to be up there and you need to be proud, because it is. This is an incredible value. And they're not buying water. Look at what they're getting. Why wouldn't they want the ultimate, the most popular collection? And again, if you're excited about it, stress the value of this, they're going to want it. They're not going to start with the five piece. They're going to want the big kit. Hey, but it's all in how you present it, and you have to be proud about it. You cannot be afraid of the price. If $153 sounds a lot to you, then get out there, get to the department stores, and see if you can put together all the items that we have in our kit for that price. I guarantee you won't be able to do it. Okay, then after the Pretty Woman collection, you would go into the Classic Lady collection and do the same thing. You show them what they're getting. You show them the savings, which is $30. That's like getting your liquid foundation and your scrub for free. So these are the two items, lady, you're getting absolutely free. And then you would go into the five-piece collection. And I personally don't talk about the trios. If someone says, well, what about those three steps? Can I purchase those? I'd simply say, yes, those are available. But for the value, I would really recommend our five-piece, because don't forget, every woman needs eye care product, and the sooner you start, the better. And don't forget, you get the scrub for free. So you kind of make light of the trio. You really just kind of say, yeah, you can, you know, you can order the trio too, but why would you want to do that when you have the five piece and get the eye gel, which is almost a 6-month supply used twice a day? And talk about how long these products last, because our eye gel, our scrub, these products last. And as a client of mine, you will become eligible for our specials. Labrai runs monthly specials, and we will put you on our mailing list, and we'll make sure that each and every month you'll know what the specials are, so that as you run out of your product, you will be able to reorder at a savings. Now, I personally did not allow first-time customers to purchase at a sale cost, even if it was on sale. I did not allow them to do that because my idea is that they need to become eligible for it. Sales, in my opinion, are reserved for people once after they become a client. Why not purchase a kit? You've got a sale going there anyway. If you purchase the collections, you're saving $36.75, $30, or $15. So there's their sale. So always focus on that. And the other reason that I don't allow first-time customers to purchase on sale is because if they buy something, if they buy a trio for the first time on sale, they're always going to have a sale mentality. They're always going to wait till it's on sale. But if they buy it at the first time, when it's not on sale, when they run out, they're not so apt, well, you know, I'm going to wait for a sale because last time, you know, I paid $5 less. See, so it's a whole type of mentality that you're putting in place with your customers. And that's just something I did. I mean, again, it's your business. You can run it any way that you want, but that's just something that I found worked really well for me. The other thing that's really important is to work with your Dare to Dream brochure because, as we talked about earlier, that it's not just about selling the product. It's about selling the benefits of the Labrie opportunity. And at the end of the lesson, I always said to people that when I was closing and working with them on one-on-one, I'd say to people, you know, I had talked about the benefits that I'm enjoying with Labrie and some of the reasons why I got started in Labrie. And I just feel that this is such a wonderful opportunity that I have to share this with every woman I meet. And therefore, I want to give you our Dare to Dream brochure. This brochure explains in more detail many of the opportunities that are available to you as a Labrie consultant. Every single person there needs to get this Dare to Dream brochure. As you're doing your lesson, you need to always make sure that there's at least one or two. If it's a bigger group, then you should be looking for two people that you can identify as your recruiting prospect. These are people that you want on your team. You're not just waiting for someone to say, geez, you know, I think I might want to do this, because that may happen once in a while, but generally it's about you talking to people and about you asking questions and about you finding out what they need in their life and how Labrie can help them achieve that. That's really what it's all about. It's not about you hoping that someone's going to say, oh, geez, I'd like to be a consultant. That's not going to happen very often. Okay, so again, you know, work with the Dare to Dream brochure. Hand the brochure to people. Ask questions. What do you do? Do you work outside the home? How long have you been working outside the home? Do you enjoy what you do? Have you ever thought about doing something like this? At the lesson, you need to lead up to the possibility of them meeting with you at another time to explore the possibilities further. And a great time to set up that appointment is when you call them back for the first time to check in on them to see how they're enjoying their skincare products. Because generally, you should be calling them anyway within 2 days after they receive their products. And if you have someone at a lesson that has been asking you questions or seems interested, then you need to move it along faster. One of the things that you cannot do is have a lack of sense of urgency about recruiting. Because when people are excited, sometimes that enthusiasm, that excitement may only last 3-4 days. You need to follow up and follow through in a very timely manner. Because it happens, when they have a lesson with you, they're excited, they're pumped, they've just learned about this new product and they've learned so much about ingredients. And they're really genuinely excited. Now, if you wait 2 to 3 weeks later and you start talking to them about the opportunity, some of that excitement may have died down a little bit. And I think that's a big mistake that sometimes we make because we don't realize the importance of having this sense of urgency when it comes to talking to people. And it's not, you know, get the idea out of your head that you're being pushy. You're not being pushy. You're being assertive. I mean, if someone didn't pursue you, chances are maybe you wouldn't be in Labrie. So it's you know, people sometimes think, well, maybe I can't do this, or, you know, geez, can people really be successful doing this? And yes, of course, we have people in LeBry making $2,000, $5,000, $7,000, $15,000 a month. That's real money. A lot of people don't make that kind of money. But you have to let people know that this is happening right now in LeBry, and it could happen for them, because the bottom line is you are the sole creator of your results. Every lesson that you do gives you the opportunity to take your business to a higher level. You know, work on your presentation skills. It pays to practice your lesson. Practice your I story. Practice your closing. By doing your best, giving your best, you're going to achieve results that are really going to thrill you. I remember when I would work on my closing, I literally did it at my kitchen table. And I just would pretend that somebody was sitting there at the chair, and I would do my closing. And I taped myself. It's amazing what you learn about you when you actually tape yourself. It takes courage to do, but it's one of the best things you can do if you want to help yourself become successful faster in this business. Because remember, you can build a huge, an enormous, massive, incredible business by just doing lessons. If you believe in your product and in your opportunity, then, and share that enthusiastically with groups of people, your business is going to have to grow. There's just no way that it can't. And the more lessons you do, the more energized you will be to recruit more people, so that at the same time you are holding a lesson, you have a huge group of other people doing the same thing, and of course you get a percentage of what is sold at all those lessons. And I love that, because there were nights I'd be out doing lessons and I knew that, you know, 10, 15, 20 of my girls were also doing lessons that same night. And I always called that SWIS. And what SWIS stands for, S-W-I-S, it stands for sales while I sleep. And that's what's going to happen in this business if you work it the right way. What's important now is that you make a commitment to improving your presentation skills. Have a clarity of intention. Have focus. I have a determination about where you want this business to be and what it will take for you to build to that level of success that you desire. Remember, it's really your choice. And in closing, there are really two important qualities for success in the party plan direct selling business. And, you know, direct selling really is simple. It's simple because a successful business can be built by repetition of an easily learned sales presentation and some genuine enthusiasm about the products and the opportunity. The two all-important qualities for success requires, one, consistency, and two, persistence. If you're consistent and you are persistent, you will succeed beyond your wildest dreams. And just remember that with LeBry, there are great opportunities waiting for you. And now is really the time for you to grab hold of those opportunities and create the kind of success that you want for yourself, because you can do it. It's just all about, are you willing to practice? Are you willing to really, when you go out and do those lessons, are you really willing to put on a great show? You know, don't take your problems with you. Sometimes I found if I was having a bad day, or if Brian and I had disagreed on something, my lesson was my escape. And because I was pumping myself up to be enthusiastic, I found that by the time I came home, I was enthusiastic. Because that's really what happens. When you get excited, you just feel better. And then, of course, that passes on to other people. As I promised at the beginning of our call, I was going to share an affirmation with you. And this is something that I said to myself out loud, I don't know how many times a day, but this is my special affirmation, and I hope that you will use it on a daily basis, and I hope that it too will bring you better results and bring success your way much faster. My special affirmation was, today I will succeed because I have faith, courage, and enthusiasm. I'm going to say that again. Today I will succeed because I have faith, courage, and enthusiasm. So go out and remember that every single day you have the potential to create something special in your life. And don't let one precious day slip by you without you being able to do that, because time is precious. It's really something that, you know, money is something you can always earn and get back, but time, once it's gone, it's gone. So, you know, take make good choices every day, and you know, take the tools you've been given and really use them, and realize that we're here to help you in any way that we can. And with that, I'm going to say good night, and we'll see you next month. Bye-bye.